Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell us to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Was I'm born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome. 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 This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a., also known as Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, March the 19th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very important show scheduled for you today. Today, we're talking about the game of life. First of all, is life a game? That's the first question that we have to ask ourselves. Today is a piggyback off of yesterday's show. Yesterday, we talked about over and understanding how to act as if. So today's show is the game of life. When we look at life, when we talk about life, we must over and understand what we're talking about. Because one of the biggest problems that we have to understand, brothers and sisters, like I mentioned on yesterday's show, is that most of us don't really over and understand that life is a game. And the way that you play the game is to realize that what you see is an illusion. In other words, the visible aspects are designed to keep you from seeing the invisible aspects. The game of life is to ignore visibility and to accept invisibility. That's the game of life. That's the rule of life. The rule of life is to walk in the spirit so you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is the bottom line rule of life. Unfortunately, that doesn't tell you very much, so I got to go through. There are actually 30 rules of life. Now, the rules of life is a book that I'm going to publish here. Probably it's kind of on the back burner. I'm working through these 10 books, but I want to give you these tools or these 30 keys to the 30 rules of life. Now, remember, the most important thing, the rule of life, the rule, the big rule. Now we got to break down this big rule first of all, because you got to understand that Now, a game, by definition, if I define game playing is as follows. To play a game means that you got to engage in an activity that is directed toward bringing about a certain, specific, quantifiable state of affairs or result. The problem with the game is most people are using only the means permitted by the rules of the game. Where the means permitted by the rules are more limited in scope than they would be if the rules were absent. For example, this is very important. The game of football, I love football. Football has rules. One of the rules of the game of football is that the offensive linemen are ineligible receivers. That is a rule. That limits the offensive productivity. I cannot throw the ball to an offensive lineman. I can only throw the ball to the receivers, to the tight end, and to the running backs. That's the rule of football. So I am limited by the rules of the game. If I didn't have that rule, I don't have that limit. Let me say that again. If I don't have rules, I don't have limits. Let me say that again. If I don't have rules, I don't have limits. Let me say that again. If I don't have rules, I don't have limits. Now, the rule of the game of life, the rule, the big rule, the big G, the big rule, invisibility controls visibility. That's the rule. It says it specifically in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. It says that without faith, it is impossible. We don't have to read anything else. We can stop there and we can focus all of your attention for the rest of your life on understanding that one verse. Without faith, it is impossible. If we just understand that rule, that is the granddaddy of all the rules. All the other 30 rules are involved, are enveloped in that one rule. Now, faith is the substance. Okay, we got a problem. Because faith is invisibility. And so you are telling me that invisibility is a substance. Absolutely, Skippy. That means that we got a problem because nobody operates according to that rule. So since we don't live according to that rule, we are violating the rule of the game. So we're throwing the ball to an offensive lineman. The referee is throwing a flag. Penalty, 5 yards. You are illegally misusing the rules. The rule, the big rule of the game. I got to make sure that you understand this, brothers. I got to make sure you understand this, sisters. What you see is an illusion. What is invisible is real. So invisible equals reality. That is the rule of the game. Visibility equals duality. That is the rule of the game. So what is visible is a lie. But you think it's real. But what is invisible is real, but you think it's a lie. Therefore, you're violating the rule of the game. Therefore, you have been disqualified. You're not eligible to participate in the game because you keep violating the rules of the game. Since you are violating the rules of the game, you cannot progress through life. And so the number one rule, the big G of the rule of the game is what you see is an illusion. What is still is real. If it vibrates, it is an illusion. If it is still, it is real. That's what it says in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, you know, starts out, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:3 that what by the all of the worlds were framed by the word, so that what was visible or what is visible came from what is invisible. There are 30 rules to the game of life. I wish I had the time to go through all 30 rules. I need to give you the rule. Number one, invisibility is really reality. So therefore, we are already disqualified. Everybody listening to this show, myself included, you're disqualified. Why? You're not living by faith. The Bible says without faith it is impossible. So for what is faith? Faith is the substance. Oh, we got a problem because you don't got no substance. Neither do I. Faith is the substance. Substance is something it's tangible. It's real. So how can I have real that's not real? How can you have something that's real that's not real? That's called faith. Faith is saying I got it when I don't. Faith is yesterday's show. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, acting as if, brothers and sisters, please, it is paramount for you and your family. If you are not acting as if, you are not pleasing God. Therefore, you're not being rewarded by God because you are violating his rules. Now, I don't know about you, but as a father, I had rules in my house. When my children was little and they was growing up there, I had rules in my house. One of the rules in my house, if you mess it up, you clean it up. One of the rules in my house was I'm God in my house. I run the show. Everybody can debate, but at the end of the day, we're gonna sit around. We're gonna say, "Hey, Dad, well, I don't think you know I should be able to talk on my cell phone." One of the things that we had, nobody talking on the cell phone after 10 o'clock at night. Well, you know what? I think I should be able. Nobody comes in my house after midnight. Nobody drinks in my house. Nobody smokes in my house. Nobody curses in my house. Nobody listens to rap music, loud music in my house that I can hear. You got the headphones on, you can listen to anything you want. You go into your room, you can watch anything you want. But when you come into the living room, I have rules in my house. If you violate their rules, you answer to me. And you see, unfortunately for my children, I was a harsh taskmaster. I throat punched folks. I didn't play like nowadays parents, they tell their children 50 times to do something. See, I spoke once, one time. If you didn't abide by the rule one time, your chest was getting caved in. That's all I ran my house. But you see, nowadays, I don't know what's going on in the world that we live in, and so the rules of the game is clouded. It's flawed. So we rule our children, or we raise our children in some make-believe world where you tell somebody 50 times. So you need to tell me you're walking across the street, a Mack truck is coming, I got to tell you 50 times to get out of the way. After I tell you once, I don't have time to tell you again, son, step out of the middle of the street. So my children know, daddy spoke one time. Now, mama, that's a different story. Mothers are loving and caring. Y'all supposed to be nurturing and caring. That's great. I'm not a mother. I'm a father. I speak, you listen. That's how it works. That's the rule of the game. The rule of the game is to understand that the Father says, without faith, it's impossible to please me. So don't waste your time hanging out with me. You can cry, you can beg, you can scream. The Father's not interested because you're not living by faith. Because the definition of living, the object of the game, let me break it down so you understand. The object of the game is to clearly see a mental image in your head that aligns exactly with what the Father written down in the book. So you've got something in your head that doesn't line up with the book. So, okay, so you're telling me you God. So what God is going to do, he's going to allow the image that you had in your head to manifest, and he's going to remove his. Now, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying, because, see, I've done this show before, and I try to break this down. It's called settling. You see, whatever you settle for takes the place of whatever you are designed for. Let me make sure we're on the same page, brother. Let me make sure that we're on the same page, sister. So you settled for a felon that got tattoos all over his face, and he smokes and he drinks like a choo-choo train, and he treats you like trash, but you are believing God for him to change. That's what you're telling me? Oh, you settled for broke, broken, and disgusted, and you mad and you upset because you ain't got two nickels to rub together. That's what you're telling me? Now, the way the universe works, in case y'all didn't know, the universe, God is like a big restaurant. You go in, the waiter hands you a menu. Now, what blows my cookies is that you go to a Chinese restaurant and you want to order a hamburger. It's not on the menu. So I don't know if you guys read the menu. I got a menu. It's called the Bible. Now, there's a lot of other – the problem with the menu is that they gave us the dumbed-down version of the menu. And so you got a menu that is limited. See, I added to my menu – I got the Apocrypha, and I added that to my menu because that was the original menu that was given to humanity. Now, Constantine, a Roman – see, I'm not a Roman. I'm not a Greek. I'm not Latin. I'm not Aramaic. In fact, I'm Afrocentric. Therefore, my book contains a lot more than yours. So my menu allows me to select. I got a greater selection because, again, I went back to the original book, not the watered-down, dumbed-down version that was given to me, if I can talk right, by Romans and Greeks. Now, is there anything wrong with that menu? Absolutely not. You want to limit yourself to that menu? As-salamu alaykum. God bless you. Knock yourself out. The menu I got, the menu says that I can order things off of this menu. How do I order? Oh, now we got a problem, see? The problem is none of us were taught how to order. We go to the restaurant, and we want to place an order, but we haven't been taught how to order. You order with what you're thinking while you're thinking. Let me say that again in case you missed it. See, most people think they get what they pray for. That's not how it works. You get what you think about while you're praying. The Bible says, whatever the man thinketh in his heart while he's praying, that he shall receive. So you're praying, oh, Father, I want a new car. But in your mind, you're thinking, I got bad credit. I can't get a new car. So the Father, the universe, now remember, the universe only orders what you send subconsciously. So you might want to check your subconscious brain because your subconscious brain is cray-cray. Trust me, I've examined mine. And I'm about one of the most craziest knuckleheads on the planet. And so if you don't get your subconscious mind in check, homeboy, if you don't get your subconscious mind in check, homegirl, you are under what is called exposure. So how are you supposed to win if you've never been exposed to winning? Houston, we have a problem. So you are a man, but the only thing you saw was your mother and your father. Your father beat the snot out of your mother. Or your father cheated on your mother. Or your father was absentee. So that's all you saw. You cannot, by spiritual law, produce anything that you haven't seen. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. You cannot, now I'm not talking about seeing with your physical eyes. I'm talking about seeing with your spiritual eye. The object of the game is to clearly see. Period. That's called faith, by the way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What can you see, brother? What can you see, sister? Oh, you can't see nothing. We got a problem. We're all flying blind down here. None of us have seen the Father. Have you seen Yahushua? I haven't. Do you honestly believe that what Yahushua said is true? Do you believe that? None of us do. If we did, we'd be walking through walls. We'd be turning wine into water into wine. We'd be healing the sick. We'll be raising the dead. Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things, because I go to be with the Father. Why ain't anybody doing what Yahushua was doing? Because we don't have faith like Yahushua. Because if we did, the Bible says you can say to that mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, that mountain got to go. Why? All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Let me say the rule again. Rule number one of the game of life, all things that you ask in prayer, believing. Let me say the rule of the game of life again, all things that you ask, believing. Oh, Houston, we got a problem. I'm asking, but I ain't believing. And so the rules of the game of life, brother, the rules of the game of life, sister, now remember, in order for something to be a game, it has to meet these requirements. A game is as follows. To play the game, you must engage. Okay, we got a problem. 99% of the folks I meet, they ain't engaged. They're not engaged. Maybe we don't understand the terms that of the rules. I think we may have a term problem. I know I did. I started looking at the definitions of words, and my cookies got blown. Because I thought, yes. I made an assumption. They say never assume anything because you just make an ass out of yourself. Now, again, I'm only talking about myself. This message is for me. I invite you guys and gals along to listen. But this is the message the Father gave me. Because I say, Father, something's not right. Because I'm doing good, Father. I'm doing great, as a matter of fact. But unfortunately, I need to sharpen my saw. You know, I'm making X amount of dollars. I need to add a few zeros on to that. I got things I need to do. I got lives I need to change, Father. Father, you need to get engaged, homeboy. I said, Father, you don't understand. I do this 24/7. I am engaged. He said, you might want to look up the definition of the word engaged, homie. So I said, okay, let me check it out. The word engaged means to occupy the attention or efforts. And I said, well, I'm occupied. He said, no, son. Go down to the bottom of the page. The word gauge means to pledge one's word. I say, okay, I got that too. He says, no, son. Continue reading the word in and the word gauge. In, go into, gauge, G-A-G-E. Engage. So I say, Father, you don't understand. I'm engaged. He said, no, you ain't. The word engage means to pledge yourself. The word engage means that you are under a pledge. It means in to make, gauge a pledge. It means to wed. He said, son, you ain't married to me. I'm like, oh, yeah. We might have a little problem that far because, you know, I like you and all, but I haven't engaged in no formal ceremony to unite in wedlock. I haven't been bound. I haven't been attached firmly. I haven't blended into. I haven't made a contract. I'm not underneath the covenant. Oh, we got a problem. I didn't know it took all of that just to go to a restaurant and order. He says, yes, honey, that's what it takes. I'm not a God of cover. I'm a God of covenant. If you want something from me, you got to make a pledge. The word pledge means to make a covenant vow. It means a marriage. It means to come in together in unity and in harmony. It means to redeem a pledge. And he said, son, you might want to check out the definition of the word pledge, because the way I remember it, on the 4th of July, you pledge an allegiance to the flag and the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Didn't you do that, son? Well, yeah, father, I did. I joined the military. I made a pledge. Well, you might not want to do that, because when you make that pledge, you de-pledge yourself for me. So the word pledge means a solemn promise and agreement to do something. Now, this is the rule of the game of life. It's in other words, by which you are in contract. Unfortunately, most of us have never took the time to look up one word, let alone all of them. So all I do every day, all day, is I wake up in the morning, I look up the definition of the words that I use, and I find out I've been violating the rules of the game. Because the word pledge means it means a surety bond. It means a bail's bond. It means security bail. B-A-I-L. Now, I've heard of bail. B-A-E-L. So you are pledging allegiance to bail, or you need to make pledge allegiance to a bail. But they both are the same. It means hostage. Now, the word pledge means I am making a guarantee that I am going to take responsibility. So you must make a guarantee to take responsibility. To do what? To expose, to have responsibility or guarantee to expose to danger. Underneath the word pledge is the word plight, P-L-I-G-T, plight. So we all must engage on a plight, P-L-I, which is the word P and the word light, P-light, plight. So we're going to walk into the P-light. Now, the word polite, again, this is the rules of the game. The word polite, again, comes from the word, it gives us the word pledge. Now, that word polite is a condition or a state of strife or danger. It is a way of folding. Now, brothers and sisters, by polite or by pledging, Hebrews 11, which is called the Faith Hall of Fame, says that all of the fathers did this. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say this again. Anybody who wishes to save his life must lose it. Anybody who wishes to lose his life will find it. So what is the game? What is the game? What is the game? The divine plan of God. This is the divine plan of God. You won't hear this talk nowhere. God's divine plan for your life is for you to lose it. Lay it down. But you understand, Yahushua said, for this cause I came into this world. Now, this is where I lose everybody. Everybody says, yeah, Brother Will, I was with you, dog, until you said you want me to stop. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So what is the game? God realizes that this world is visible, and you are attached to visible stuff. That's 1%. Less than 1%. Again, just go to Google, type in electromagnetic radiation, electromagnetic spectrum, see how much visible light that you can actually see. That's this world. The Father says, you have the choice of receiving 1% or 99%. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. The 1% of the world, that's called the elite, by the way. That's called Lucifer. That's called Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belshazzar. He doesn't have any names, but that's 1%. The Father is saying you can receive 1% or 99%. And you say, Father, appreciate you, but I can't see the 99%, but I can see the 1%. Remember the movie, the old boy in the Matrix, when he's eating the steak? He's sitting at the table. He's getting ready to sell out meal. And he's sitting there steak, and while he's chewing it, he says that, I know that this steak is not real. And he's smacking his lips. I know that the steak is not real, but it's a very good, not real. And he says, ignorance is bliss. What he's saying, it's something that we say every day unknowingly. We say that, I know that this world is not real. I know that everything that I do, sex, eating, you know, going to the movies, you know, hanging out with my friends, getting in the fight, the three L's, fun, fighting, and effing. Everything that we do this in this world, we're sitting at the table, and we're eating at the table of the world. And the Bible says specifically, one of the rules, friendship with this world makes you my enemy. But we say, but we go home and we say, Father, I love you. Every Sunday, we go to church, and we tell the Father how much we love him. And then Monday through Saturday, we thumbing our nose up at him, and we flipping him off, and we tell Father, bump you and the horse you rode in on. That's what we do. How do we do it? Nobody told us the rules of the game. I didn't know that friendship with this world makes me an enemy of God. I mean, I read it, but it's like, come on, man, that's just a book. Like, nobody reads the Bible, like, seriously, like, really, dude? Like, the Bible's old school. Nobody adheres to that any longer, brother. Get with the program. This is 2015. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, the object of the game is to clearly see a mental image in your head that is exactly like the Father in the form of the Son. It is more important to believe in God's word, God's perfect pattern, God's divine design, and to remove, erase, eliminate, obliterate all mental pictures that is contrary to his. That is the rule of the game. Let me say that rule again, because again, please listen to yesterday's show on the act of belief. The day before that, listen to that show of how you have settled, and your settlement has replaced your entitlement. So you settle for the world, and you lose your entitlement to the kingdom. Let me overstand. You settle for the world, and you lose your entitlement to the kingdom. Let me overstand. You settle for the things of this world, and you give up your entitlement to the things of the kingdom. I've done it. You've done it. We all done it because we didn't know. Nobody told us the rules of the game. It's my job to tell you the rules of the game. Settlement or entitlement? Which one you got, homie? Which one you got? The object of the game. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So you must ask for what you believe. Unfortunately, we don't believe nothing, so therefore we can ask all day, but since we don't believe in it, we don't get it. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Everybody got the first part. Everybody is asking in prayer, but they're not believing. See, brothers and sisters, the word of God shall not return unto you void, but shall accomplish that which it was sent. You see, death and life is in the power of the tongue. By your words, you are justified, and by your words, you are condemned. Whatever you resist will persist. All things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. As long as you resist, it will persist. Let's understand. As long as you resist, it will persist. My brothers and my sisters, the battle belongs to God, not you. You must agree with your adversary quickly. When there is no emotional response to it, then you're not empowered to do it. Let me overstand. If there is no emotional response to it, you are not empowered to do it. Let me overstand. If there is no emotional response to it, you are not empowered to do it. So somebody curses me out, no emotional response. I tried this out yesterday. I was on my Facebook page talking cray-cray. My wife was telling me, you might want to tell him your mama liked it. He said that, yeah, you know, something about, you know, your gay mustache is blah, blah, blah. You know, you guys can read it. So I just respond, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate it. No emotional response to it. Therefore, he didn't make no. He didn't after that no response. See, whatever you react to, you react to. Now, sometimes I react for the, you know, because it's fun, you know, because I like getting in people's heads. Your father's like, man, son, you're wasting your time. All the time you're playing games, you could be writing another page in your book that you're behind on. I say, okay, that makes sense to me, Father. Thank you very much. Because remember, brothers and sisters, everything in your life is what you settle for. Look around at your, you received the settlement from the government. Your settlement that you received from your government is the things that you have in your life. Now, if the settlement that you receive from the government is not equal to your entitlement, you might want to go back and return the settlement in exchange for the entitlement. That's just my humble two cents. That's what I'm doing with my life. I settle, and I knew before I don't want to settle no more. Here you go. Would you take the settlement back? No, no, you can keep the settlement. I don't want the settlement. So I had to change the object of the game by clearly seeing a mental image in my head that was identical to the one that the Father placed in the book, that's identical to the pattern that's in the cosmos, that's identical to the divine design that's inside of my DNA. So my DNA is my DBA. And I got to remove the settlement, the thing that I settled for. I got to erase it. I got to eliminate it. I got to obliviate it. Because you cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. So I remove all fear, doubt, and unbelief. And now, whatever I ask in prayer, I believe because I put the mental picture in my head. Therefore, I shall receive. That's the game. The game of life, brothers and sisters, we can talk it up. We can get all fancy. We put on our doodads and all of that good stuff. And we can go through this game of life. And we could say, like I said in my example before, if you know anything about track and field, and you're running the 100-yard dash, the rule is you get in the starting blocks, but you don't start until the gun sounds. That is the rule. But let's say you're running the 100-meter high hurdles. The rule to running the 110-meter high hurdles is you get in the blocks just like the 100-yard dash. You wait for the gun sound just like the 100-yard dash, and then you run and you jump all 7 or 8 hurdles. But what if they didn't tell you that you're running the 100-meter high hurdles and you think you're running the 100-meter dash? They're the exact same race, but they got different rules. The rule of the 100-meter dash, you just run straight through. The rule of the 100-meter high hurdles is you jump each hurdle. You don't run around it. That's not the rule. You don't run under. You don't go and you go underneath each hurdle. That's not the rule. You don't run. I've seen guys, and they purposely kick now, I used to run hurdles. And you jump and you time it or you kick so your heel hits the middle and knock the hurdle down. The goal is just maintain your balance, and, you know, because they'll let you go through it because you're making an attempt. That's not the rule, however. The rule is for you to clear the high hurdle. That's the rule. So what we are doing, brothers and sisters, in our lives, we don't understand the rules. And so it is my job to remind you of those rules. All those rules are contained inside of what we call the Helios Biblios of the Bible, along with the Apocryphal books. So, like I said earlier, we got some of the rules, so we need to get all of the rules. Thankfully, all of the rules are inside of the Bible. They're just a code. So you don't need none of the Apocryphal books if you can understand the code. You can just read the Bible, and you can pull everything out that's inside of the non-canonized book. Or you can just go to the restaurant and get the entire menu and not have the child's menu. Right now, you ever go to the restaurant and they give you the children's menu and then they give you the regular menu? You notice how small the children's menu is compared to the regular menu? That's what we got. We got the children's menu and we're ordering from the children's plate. Or we got a child's plate. But we should be ordering from the big menu because we're big boys and girls. Brothers and sisters, again, whatever is invisible is real. Whatever is visible is an illusion. If it is still, it is real. If it's vibrant, it is an illusion. The object of the game is to ignore the world and pay attention to the invisible world. Walk in the spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My brothers and my sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
With thoughts and you should blur it out. Why take a stand in it when you can take your courage out? Why take a stand in it when you can take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is dipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all.
I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way.